I'd like to call the Wellsburg Town Planning Commission meeting on August 19, 2025 at 7:15. In attendance are Carrie Mika,
Lucille O'Driscoll,
Tammy Graham,
Alicia O'Driscoll,
Hunter Park,
Cade Park.
The first order of business is that we look at the agenda from our July 29 meeting. Front and back. Goodness.
I was getting
I'm unsure. Wellsburg doesn't want Californians in Wellsburg.
Huh?
It's a little harsh.
Well, who said it?
I don't know. Probably me.
No, because no, you said.
David said it.
Oh, yeah. He
David
did, said and you yep. said, I'm from California.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I just type what they said, for the most part. Just kidding. I'll go back and add that Lucy heard of it. Just kidding.
Have you had a chance to review them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would anyone like to make a motion to accept the items on the minutes?
I will make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
Is there a second?
I will second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the minutes of today's meeting is first off, a building permit inquiry, and this is for information and discussion only. You're on.
We're on. Okay.
Would you like to introduce who you are?
Is that an action?
Yes.
Yes, Tammy, did I do something wrong?
No, I just...
We're just discussing...
I think that I made a typo and that was supposed to be an action item.
It is supposed to be an action item.
For sure.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Tell us what's
up. All right. I guess we introduce ourselves. I'm Hunter Park.
I'm Kid Park.
And we are the builders. Yeah, for, I guess our company's Bear Ridge Builders, but we're here on behalf of Heidi Mark and William Mark to for an addition proposed for their house. We brought the plans with us and a bunch of other stuff. I don't know exactly what is like the best to go.
Did you guys meet this morning on dues, by the way?
No.
This is it now.
Yeah, but I didn't want to have you guys know all of that because you showed up.
Oh, no, nope.
No, this is it.
This is our first meeting.
All right, so. That's great.
Perfect. So it's just up the road here on the corner, at the corner lot. You can kind of see, here's the site plan. It's already a super small house, very old house as well. And so she is just proposing to add a tiny little addition on the back corner that will add a
master bedroom
and bathroom. And then there's like a teeny tiny little front porch that will be there.
So the addition's just right here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that wouldn't impact any setbacks or anything. So.
I can't see anything that it would.
No.
And the height's not over 30 feet.
It's about 12 feet shorter than the peak of the house.
You're not even going to be able to see it from the road.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the setbacks are good. It's
what else you got?
Nestled in the corner. I mean, kind of think we have, as far as septic system, she didn't know about that one, and so she had it pumped and inspected by a company, and they verified it. And then my dad, who I guess Spencer Park is certified up to level 3-4 septic systems, and he did the calculations and said that it would totally be fine. And so we actually sent over those calculations to Tracy today because we have to get a letter from him from the county.
Right.
But that everything that my dad told us, he said that it shouldn't be any problem, and the people that came out and cleaned it and serviced it said that it was in perfectly good working condition. So.
Awesome. Good.
So septic is good. Trying to think what else is really a big thing. I mean,
you got
so at the master bedroom with a bath.
And
yeah.
And then a covered
and
patio.
And then a porch.
Then mm-hmm. just a little porch.
So the septic right is for the bath.
Yep. The bath. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I mean, most of it is really enclosed in a little corner of the house anyway, and then there's just a little tiny pop out, and just I think where's the elevation cage and see what it looks like. It's just a pretty much one roof, just a little shed roof that comes off of it off the back.
What
or
is
no, maybe it's not. Maybe it's a
square footage of a accessory.
What is the square footage of this?
There should be a sheet that shows it on an area plan somewhere.
The square footage for an accessory building is under 200 square feet. Doesn't need a permit.
That's what I was wondering.
I think
this
it
is so
would
small
be if it.
I think it's slightly bigger than 200. Don't know if we have an area plan.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
We can figure it out by the
way. Yeah, I'm
but
sure you can.
It
just
wouldn't be an accessory building if it's attached to the house.
No, I'm,
so.
Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah, if it's no bigger than we don't even worry about
it. 16.9 by 8.14. So. 0.75. Well, 8.15 actually.
So 23? So it's 385 mm-hmm. for this part, and then the covered patio would just be 16.75.
would just be 100 square feet of like the little patio. And then I don't know what else exactly you need. We kind of went through the checklist that you had, and a lot of it was not really
applicable.
Yeah, not applicable. Yeah, because like it's not an accessory building. The setbacks, I mean, it's right in the corner, so it wouldn't have any problem with that. As far as any parking spots, I mean, they're already there. There's not going to add any more people to it. It's just the same amount of people. Not going to have to move any water access or anything like that. It's just going to hook right from the house.
Oh, will this impede any ditches by irrigation companies?
Nope. Yeah. No, it shouldn't do that. As far as landscaping, she's just going to put the grass back around it, so it's not like she's adding any big trees or anything around there.
And she's not taking out trees.
She's not taking out anything. Doesn't have to have anything added for utility services. I'm just trying to see what else exactly. Yeah, oh, it's not over the height. I mean, it's shorter than the existing. So, yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I don't see a problem.
Making sure we have covered everything. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't affect the setbacks. It's not too high. They've taken care of the septic. There's no irrigation thing involved. There's no utility changes. It doesn't impede on utility right of ways.
Nope. No utilities.
And this is just for their own personal use, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's one thing that maybe I guess is good for them to know, that like within town limits anyway, we have like no Airbnb, like things like that.
Yeah.
So
no, it's just so that, because they only use it, they come up here like during the weekends and stuff, and so they just want to have a nicer place for them to stay.
Yeah.
More right here, and to stay here more, it really is what they want to do. So.
Perfect. I'm not seeing anything when I've looked
either.
Through the stuff before that, you know, red flags me at all. It looks to me like you guys have done your homework and everything's in order.
I think it's met criteria.
Yeah, I do too. I don't have a problem with it or issues.
Do we take Alicia, do we take a formal?
Yes. I think so. It was supposed to be an action item, and I put it on the on the public notice website as an action item. I just typed it wrong on the agenda.
Do you have an official name of your company? Is it Bear Ridge?
Bear Ridge Builders. This is
Bear
our dad's
Ridge.
Design group. Bear Ridge Builders.
Builders, okay. All right. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the addition that is being proposed by Bear Ridge
Builders?
On what is the address of it?
15 East, 100 North.
15 East, 100 North. To proceed to the town council with the documents provided. Would anyone like to make a motion to do that?
I would like to make a motion that we move it forward to the town council for review.
Okay, Tammy.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Well, that was easy, cheesy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Thank you for getting everything to us. And that makes it so nice to have it beforehand.
It does.
Yep.
And have everything done.
So the town council meets on the first Thursday of every month. So their next meeting will be Thursday, September 4th, and it'll be on their agenda to approve it. And then we'll get you a letter that you can take to the county and so on and so forth.
Perfect.
Honestly, though, you might want to come to that meeting. In case they have any questions
have
for you.
Yeah.
And just bring your stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you need this then, the $200 deposit? I know.
Do you guys?
Lucy asked me, and I thought that if it would come through one.
Yeah, do you guys have discussed if it takes one meeting, then they don't have to pay the fee? And I don't know if that ever got, like, put into action.
Yeah, I don't remember if we ever voted on it.
Do you remember, Carrie?
But
I think it was the town council and Dr. Westbrook. Don't they have to make that determination on fees?
I think so, and they haven't updated their fee schedule since before that for sure, October 2023, I think.
Should we make a recommendation to present it to the town council?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I would.
Somebody would like to make a recommendation to the town council that if the applicants only have to appear one time before the town planning commission, that a fee be waived. Is there anyone who second that motion?
I will second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, so, I made the.
Hold on to it. Okay. If they deny it, then you'll have to pay it.
I think they'll be okay.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
But yeah, hold on to it.
Do you want the, like we had her fill out the permit application and sign
we'll
it and stuff?
Yeah, we'll keep that for sure.
Okay.
Thank you. And again, thank you. It makes such a difference for us where you guys have already sent stuff in.
It makes
it go a lot quicker.
No worries. We're just learning to do it, so we're trying, but so we didn't even know we had to do a lot of like Walsburg stuff. We were trying to.
I know.
We've been focused on a lot of county stuff, and my dad's always like, "You do, make sure you take it to the town." I'm like, "What? We didn't know about it."
Yeah.
Because we've done stuff in Midway and Heber, and you just do it through the county. But,
yeah.
So it's good to know.
Perfect. Yeah.
But yeah, so Thursday, September 4th, they'll meet, and if you guys want, you can come, and we'll get you a letter, and as long as they approve it, which I'm sure they will, and go from there.
Great. Awesome.
Right, thank you guys.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
If I recall, something was for the increased work for you, but I think that was discussed, the increase in your time
to
process things.
I think
that might have been something they considered.
Yeah, I'll let you know what they say. I'm sure they'll be okay with it. But.
Okay. Well, if you need the check, we have it and we can drop it off.
I will let you know.
All right, thank you guys.
Have a good one.
Yeah,
have a good night.
Okay. Does anyone have questions? I wanted to thank Alicia for that letter from the health department.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
That clears up.
It did. It helped a lot.
Yeah, that was handy. I mean, it sucks, but also it's good to just have on file and know that that's how it is.
Does anyone else have anything they would like to go through?
We're going to talk about really quick. Do you guys want to talk about? Did anybody come up with names for the planning commission?
I came up with Logan Park just a minute ago.
Perfect. Well, I came up with several of them.
Yes, you did.
Who were yours?
Mine is...
Oh, that's awesome. Why?
Yeah. Mine was Kenneth Gardner, but I don't know.
Okay. I think we've asked Kenneth before, maybe. But I think maybe we should keep it there.
Yeah. Clint Shepherd. Callie Payne. Brenda Richens, Tom or John Hicken, Kent Payne, Steve Muir, Dennis Phillips.
We ought to be able to get somebody from that list. They're all quality people.
I got most of them. I think all of those.
Those are really great recommendations.
I think they'd be great additions.
Okay. Gotcha. I talked to Colleen about it, and she's like, no. You guys are too smart. I'm like, no, we're not. But you should. You should come do it. And I don't know. I was like, you should come do it.
We've tried to get Pete on before, I think.
Yeah. Well, this is just Colleen.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But
she's
there's some of them I think is really good.
Too.
Yeah, she is. But I think Dennis Phillips would be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I do too.
I actually think there's several on there.
Yeah.
I think Brenda Richens would be good.
I think all of them would be good.
Yeah, I think that'll be good to move that forward to the town council as well.
What is the current status of NAG and their ideas? Did he forward the stuff that he proposed to you? I don't know that we've gotten a.
I don't know if he was planning on bringing it till that September meeting that we
had. Oh, was it September?
Yeah, that's when we were going to meet next, but then we just had this request, and so we needed to move forward on it.
So we shouldn't feel shy about saying what anyone might do, propose that we close the meeting?
Not at all.
No, not at all.
Would somebody like to make that motion?
I do think, though, that we was meeting in September, right?
We are on the 16th.
And did Spencer say?
So there goes our quorum.
Did Spencer say? Oh, we'll be at the September meeting. Perfect. Okay. I'm good. We can close.
Okay, and that's fine, but I won't be here.
Oh.
I'm on vacation.
So we'll just need to, but we're not doing, do we only need, no, you have to have a quorum to do anything.
Okay. I think it's closer. We'll just check with everyone and if we need to bump it a week or whatever. I'll be Riley's birthday and I'll be out of town, I assume, but.
Okay.
Maybe it's a Tuesday, so we'll see.
We can figure out something.
Sounds good.
We'll message.
So our next meeting, as for now, is scheduled for September 16th at 7 p.m.
All right. And our agenda items would be to talk to Mag.
Yeah, on the last minutes, we had lot size changes and their impact to the town, living in RVs and planning commission members.
Living in RVs.
And so we can just continue that and then whatever department reports, like Spencer had a few things and I'll bring an official text or an official report on that. Septic system stuff from Tracy.
Have either one of you guys thought about changing the lot size?
I'm against it personally.
I am too.
But it's out of our hands anyway because of the health department.
Mm-hmm. I just worry about changing it where we've denied so many people. I think that's kind of hard to say. Hey, guess what? We've all decided to change it now. We're going to,
well, especially whatever. If we have multiple petitioners, and that's one thing.
Yeah.
But to do it for one, I don't feel comfortable.
I don't like that either. Okay, and then what about the RVs?
I'm for it.
You think people should be able to live?
No. Not long term.
But they should be able to live there for so long in an RV?
Well, didn't we talk about, like, if somebody came for a week and wanted to, somebody's kid came for a week and wanted to live in their trailer for a short term? And then we talked about, well, it can't be continuous.
Yeah.
Then
I think if we're going to do that, we're going to have to be, like, we have to define long-term, short-term, and actually put a specific date, time, whatever on there.
I do, and it's not if you leave for a week and come back, you know. I don't know what we say is the amount of time that you have to stay away until you can come again. I mean, what if it's the hunt and they come and go?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I got to think about that. I forgot about that one, so I didn't put any thought into it. That's on our list for next month.
Oh, right.
Okay. Okay.
Is there any other thoughts we had? Well, do we make a formal, you can't do it on the fellow that came last?
No, it's not an action item. So, well, I mean, it could be on the next. But I think on the last meeting you kind of said that. But
did we, or did we just say we'll explore it more?
I think you said, I gotta look at the thing, but I think you said I wouldn't fill out any paperwork, I wouldn't commit to anything without them being sure that it's a lot of record.
I felt like I said at least the only way we can move forward is for him to be able to prove to us that it was a lot of record. I felt like our hands were tied without that, with our staff. But
yeah,
I just wanted to be sure
that's what I thought.
I's are dotted and T's are crossed. And I had a question, you know, that I know about pieces too small that they're trying to sell on 100. But the other one is 5+ acres.
Yeah, I've seen that. From the health
department. Did they add acreage to that?
Well, they did. So the way I understand it, Walsburg Towns used to be a half acre. At one time.
Not
and
very long
then
ago.
Then they changed it to 1 acre. And then the health department came in and said, with a traditional septic system, it has to be 5 acres. But we will do this new septic system on, what is it, two and a half or something like that.
So that opens up this parcel.
Where is it? What are we talking about?
There's a listing on Zillow for 100 North, is it?
Is it Indian Hills?
It's like 6 acres.
The huge problem with all of Indian Hills is there's no water, and they're not going to get it.
Yeah.
It says it's got water.
Doesn't.
It lied, huh?
Yep. That lady's coming to the next meeting, too.
Oh, she
is? She's called and screamed and yelled at me every day this week.
Well, thanks for not giving her my number.
I'm so sorry, Kathy. I'm so sorry.
No, the only way they can get water is through one of the irrigations, and none of the irrigations will let their water go out of historical boundaries.
Is she in the historical boundary?
No.
She is not.
Those lots are not in any water company boundaries, which is so tricky.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then she's SOL.
Yep.
Which sucks.
It does suck.
I'm sorry,
but
they need to do the research.
And
isn't
we didn't
that
create
the same
this problem.
That we...
The problem was created by the developer when he developed it. And that's the same with the wall place on whatever. Is they split it and did whatever without finding out what needed to be done. And... you know, they created that problem, which is unfortunate.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
It's just plain too bad, but like we said last time, rules is rules.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if, you guys, if it's true that a non-lot of record has, requires, what was it? 2 or 2+ acres, then I would say that we have to say either as constrained by the Department of Health, or we have to say 2 acres, because 1 acre is not going to fly.
No, unless it's, well, if it's a lot of record.
But
then
that's
it has
outside
to.
Then it has
that
to, yeah.
Discussion.
Yeah, they
yeah.
won't. The county won't even look. Said he wouldn't even look at it unless it's a lot of record.
Yeah, and so what was it? 2+ or was it 2?
It was 2 for the non. But
the nitrogen-free tank.
Yeah.
But I think any of those historical building lots that are 0.9 acres that are going to come up, the last few, they're all going to be either a lot of record or not.
Yeah.
And so it's not going to have to be
a
code
that's
change.
That's kind of in a separate, a separate form.
And the other issue is the water.
Yeah. And height and setback and all that.
But water is the big.
Water is big, and they've also got to worry about right-of-ways.
Yes.
So what I'm thinking is we need to change what's available outside of a lot of record. To
That's
say
a good
from
idea.
Now on, for it's 2 acres or 2.5 or whatever it is. For one thing, it's confusing for a buyer to buy a lot, a lot in the town of Wallsburg, and then be told, "Ha ha, nope."
Yeah. Yeah.
So can we put that on a? An action item next time, or is that?
Yeah.
And we can think on it.
We have to think about
that.
We have to discuss that one. We probably need Spencer's input on that one too.
Okay, so let's delay. Let's just have a discussion.
Yeah.
And you know what I think, and I think we know what each other thinks, but I don't need to be here. For me to feel like my opinions. Heard, you know.
Yeah.
So, I will be going on a 11-day trip.
Good for you.
Louise and Bordy. But thank you. I know you would do it.
I totally would.
Good for you.
So, we're excited.
Good. That's fun.
We're going to shoot the wad and go.
Good for you. That's what you need to do.
Yes.
So do we just need to adjourn?
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
I don't know. I'm sitting here.
Just trying to think through.
Can we adjourn?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone like to make a motion to adjourn?
I will make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Our August 19th meeting at 7:45.
Oh, that's my thing to say.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay, because usually I forget what to say. Would anyone like to second the motion to dismiss the miss?
I will second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is closed at 7:45 p.m.